This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI,
on 720 WGN.
You are listening to WGN Radio, and this is the Patty Vasquez Show. And people always ask where I'm performing next. And I am so thrilled to say that I have the opportunity to open for the one and only Jim Brewer next Friday night, March 15th, at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And he's on the line with us right now. And I just told him I've been watching his videos on his website. You can go to officialjimbrewer.com. Jim, you're on the tour bus right now with Metallica?
Well, not with them, but some of the crew.
Okay. Well, let's just say Metallica. I mean, the crew's part of
it. Sounds way better that way.
Yes.
You know what? Let's start over, Patty. Ready?
Wait, one second.
Hey, guys, Patty's on the phone. Dude, tell her Lars Ulrich says I'm a big fan of her comedy. I'm excited to watch her perform with Jim, huh? There you go. That was Lars.
Thank you, Lars. Appreciate that.
Anything to say? You a fan of Patty? Yeah! See, he said, yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah. Man, I feel like, stoked to see you, too.
I feel like I'm part of the crew. I love watching you backstage with everybody and that panic you have of bringing people to hang out with you as a comic. Yeah. But it's a new level. As you mentioned in the video that, you know, bringing people backstage when you're touring with Metallica is a new level. People don't quite get what that's like. But I'm getting some idea of watching the energy back there. What is it like bringing your friends and family with you?
It's hectic.
Jim, we lost you.
Because when you show up, it's literally like the president shows. Like, oh, the security, it's a certain lockdown. And it's like, okay, if we walk by them, don't look at them, don't reach out to them. Because all they want to do is see the animals. They just want to see the animals. When the family comes, can we get to see the tigers? Can we pet them? No, you can't pet the tigers. You can see them roaming around in the field once in a while. But, you know, it's extremely hectic. I'm not a fan of having people around because then they need toilets.
Right.
What happens if we got to go to the bathroom? All right, so if we're on the floor, can we leave the floor? I don't know.
I mean, it's not just that you're working. You're working with Metallica. Right?
Yeah.
It's like going to anybody else's job anyway, though. You know, you don't want to have to worry about their needs. You have needs before a show.
Yes, and the thing is with Metallica, I'm not doing straight-up stand-up comedy show. I'm doing a whole hour-and-a-half show that I put together, which is, you know, there's songs being played. There's a DJ. There's a timing thing where I have to run backstage and see where the band is at. Are they running late? Okay, if they're running late, then I know to back out, and I'm going to stretch out a bit. Or we're going to do a game show and grab somebody up on stage. So once my time is on, I'm just freewheeling the whole time. So the last thing I need is like, hey, can you get us a shirt? Is that cool? We got some shirts. Mary's got to go to the toilet.
I have to pee really bad. Do you get some wine?
Oh.
Jeez, hold on now.
Yeah. Was it your cousin that was thrown out of the museum? That was hanging out with.
Oh my God! Yes, it was my it was my nephew. I left him for 3 minutes, and he gets kicked out.
Yeah.
How do you get kicked out of a Metallica museum? Do you know how hard that is? You know how hard it is to get kicked out of a concert, let alone the museum at the concert? All you're doing is looking at things behind a glass.
Yep.
Hey, look, there's James Hetfield's. There's his guitar. You gotta leave.
What happened up to that point?
That guy was a disaster.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you still gotta love family, but you don't have to bring them with you everywhere.
No, not at all. I remember that same one too. That same nephew. He's like, you know James Hetfield. I said, yeah. He goes, come on, Uncle Jim, bring me over to him right now. I said, I don't know. He's not around. He's like, don't you? He comes to your house. You go to his house. You know him. I go, yeah, come on, don't you love me? Now, this is a nephew I've seen once in the last 3 years. So I'm avoiding Hetfields in the hallway. He doesn't even know he's standing behind him. And then finally, James came up to me. Hey, Jim, how you doing? And there was that awkward moment. I said, this is my nephew. And before I can finish, he just grabbed James Hetfield in a full-blown bear hug.
Oh.
He's like, I love you so much. I'm like, all right, yeah, he's got to go now.
Yeah.
Just
time to leave.
Time to leave. Great. Now he knows you're related to me.
Yeah,
that's something that's going to stick.
You have some beard breath on his shirt now.
Aww.
Thank you. It's over for 20 years. Still good.
Yeah.
He loves seeing drunk relatives before he goes out on stage, hugging him and kissing his face with beer breath. That's the way to say hello to the lion.
Yeah. Well, and the crowds are massive, too. I mean, again, getting into that space and being able to perform, you know, maybe he enjoys having that sort of real exchange with somebody who's got beer breath.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Could be.
And one of the things that I learned when I started doing comedy early on was people told me, you know, don't sit in the audience. Don't talk to anybody before the show because it does take you out of your space for when people are like, so you're going to be funny? You can tell some jokes. It doesn't feel great. No.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I actually learned this from Metallica. Before every show, they do a thing called the tuning room.
Uh-huh.
So let's say they're going to go on at 8:45, 8 o'clock. They go in the room, and no one's allowed in that room except for them. And they play for over a half hour of the songs that they're going through. And I asked James one time, like, are you guys just jamming? Like, what are you doing? And he said, to be dead honest with you, we all got different lives. It's like, I'm married. I got kids. I don't know what Lars's day is like. I don't know what anyone's doing. And we're all out of sync because that is the only time before the show that the four of us are together and we get in the zone of we are Metallica and we have a show to do.
Wow.
Because, and that is, we do that every single show, which I thought was, you know, it's no different than us. Before we go up, hey, don't talk to me or everyone has a different routine. I'm writing out my set. I'm looking at the crowd. Okay. I'm changing my routine. I'm going to say this instead of that. And same thing with them. I guess that's why they're so darn freaking popular.
Yeah.
It just, as a band, to stay together that long.
Well, and
it's
incredible, the energy, yeah. And you're right, to sort of pull yourself together, but for them, you know, having to manage those different mechanics and the dynamics of different individuals. For us, you know, we have whatever we're going to bring on stage. It is what it is. And for you, it's fun to watch you feed off the energy of these massive crowds.
Oh, God. I freaking love it. You know, there's nights when I go up and I can't tell if they're cheering, laughing really hard, or telling me they're going to behead me.
Oh.
And
it's a fine line.
It's a very fine line. I feel like I'm the, you ever been to the circus?
Yes.
And when I was a kid, the thing that I liked the best was when the lion tamer would come out, and there'd be seven lions up on little stools around them, and they're all in a circle around him. That's sort of what I'm doing. I'm just praying that one of the lions don't jump off and try to snag me from behind. It's
I keep
my bullwhip constantly going.
Well, are all of their performances in a round like that? Because I saw that you...
Yes.
Yeah, they're all in a round. Okay. So there's audience all around. Yep.
You have the drum set in the middle, so you're constantly blocked by 90% of the crowd. 85% of the crowd can't see you if you're facing one way.
Right.
So it's not a comic's dream.
No.
But what I had to wrap my head around was, which made life simpler, is back of our, I don't know if you ever did MC hosting.
Yes.
Back in the day, whatever. That's all it is. Before rock band.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. I'm like, hey, look at this guy in section 105. And I'll jump off the stage and go walking around. Clearly, you didn't dress yourself tonight.
Right.
Clearly, your wife dressed you. How old are you? 58? Funny, I've got a bit about being 16 over at metal concerts. Here's a splew. But I'll do it from the seat instead of the stage.
Right.
It looks like I'm winging the whole thing, which technically I am. But
you have your go-tos.
I got to say,
right.
Yeah, it's the best gig I ever had in my life. I'm not even lying.
And what a great way.
I've never had a better gig in my life.
Well, it seems like you're having a blast. And again, Jim Brewer on the line with us. He's got officialjimbrewer.com with all of the great videos, partly, you know, following him on tour and his own performances. His podcast is available there and his tour dates. He's in Kentucky. Are you in Louisville tomorrow night?
Louisville
on
the... playing there tonight.
Tonight.
We're in town and Metallica plays Saturday night.
And then on the 15th, he's right here in Waukegan, Illinois at the Genesee Theater. You can buy tickets on his website, Jim Brewer, officialjimbrewer.com. And I love the way you occupy the space, by the way. I mean, that's when you say you jump off the stage, I haven't seen that part of it yet. But that's important, don't you think? It sort of breaks that wall for the audience, right? They don't know what's going to happen next. It's the unexpected.
No, they really don't. And no one's ever seen that before, a rock show. Forgot where we were two nights ago. We're in Wichita, and there's a guy. The whole arena's laughing. I'm telling stories all into it, but there's a guy who is giving me the double finger, and he's just And I wish you could have saw his face when I came off the stage and I went up to him, and he went from not what I says. Yeah, man. I'm not a band. I can leave the stage.
Yeah.
I can roam the arena. And then he went from the fingers to like, dude, you're the greatest guy in the world. High five and all that. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's the thing is you know, break that barrier. I love that. We are talking to Jim Brewer. We're going to take a break here. I hope that's okay with you. I know that you're going from town to town, heading your way to Louisville. And Jim Brewer's going to be at the Genesee Theater next Friday night, March 15th, or this Friday night, depending. Tomorrow's Friday night, then the next this Friday night, whatever your math works out for when next Friday night is on the 15th, you can go to officialjimbrewer.com for all of his tour dates and to buy tickets to any of the shows. And as well, you can sign up for his Patreon page for all of his videos, check out his podcast, and the Metallica tour as well. Right back with Jim Brewer on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show. You are listening to WGN Radio 720.
I think we just told everyone we recorded this, bro. Go ahead, keep playing it. It's a recorded interview, everybody, just in case you're wondering.
Metallica is Jim Brewer, one of my favorite comedians, and you know him from Saturday Night Live, Goat Boy, and a bunch of movies. What's the marijuana movie, Jim Brewer, that everyone loves, and I think is probably going to be something everyone in Illinois needs to watch as soon as we get recreational marijuana legalized. They need a sort of a primer on getting high.
Half baked.
And I was watching clips of that with you and Guillermo Diaz and Dave Chappelle. Did you have a little bit of fun making that movie?
Well, yeah, it didn't suck. It did not suck. But I'd be a liar. The misconception with me is it looks like I was high the whole movie. I was never high during the filming of it. Oh. I was way too paranoid to get stoned because it was my... I'd never been in a movie before. Like, I don't want to get fired being high. So that I always thought that was a funny irony of the whole thing where I think people just think I was baked the whole time, but I wasn't. Now, when they said cut, then yeah, I definitely was going to town. But we filming.
Right.
I wasn't high. I can't speak for everyone else.
I was not questioning. I appreciate and respect your professionalism and focus on that.
Well, I think you can guess who was.
And I think they've talked about it a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
There was one scene where I was high, and I was cut for the day. And I went to the trailer, and I had 5 days off, and I was excited. And my flight was in a couple hours, and I went in my trailer, and I smoked. I was peaking. I was blasting Metallica. I was giving myself a concert. And then the door knocked. It opened up, and I thought it was a complete joke. And they said, Jim, the main actor, the guy who plays the bad guy in the movie, he's quitting unless all his scenes are done today. So
what?
The executive producer's on the line, and he's just begging you. He knows you have a flight. He's changing your flights. He's begging you. He's getting your hotel room for tonight. You have to save the movie. and go back in there and film because this guy's losing his mind. So this guy, Clarence Williams, who plays Samson, the bad guy, was having a Hollywood hissy fit and was quitting.
What?
So I had to go back in there, and I go in, and it's only one scene. I had one line, and the director came up to me, and she's like, listen, and he's yelling the whole time, oh, this stupid cracker better get this line right, blah, blah, blah. And she's going, stop yelling at my actors, and you're unprofessional, and you should know better. And even then, I'm going, is this really happening? Like, is this a joke? Is this a joke? Because everyone knows I'm peaking right now. And the director goes, Jim, we're going to get you in and out of here. It's one line. I'm sorry this is happening. You're going to ask for Jerry Garcia to show up. He's going to come out of your pouch. We're going to do that in pre-production. He's going to hit him with a guitar. He's going to fall. And then all you have to do, which is this scene, is step over him and say, sucks to be you, man. That's it.
Okay.
Jim, that's all you got to do. I went, okay. But all I was peeking, so all I heard was action. It must have took me 30 takes to say that one line. I was hyperventilating. It was horrible. So if you ever see the movie again, that is, now that you know the backstory, right before that line, I was in my trailer, high as snot, jamming out to Metallica to a sold-out bunk area.
Well, everyone needs to watch that right away. But and by the way, and I contend that folks in Illinois, while I know that many imbibe and enjoy marijuana, you know, we're going the route of legalization for recreational marijuana. Jim, here's my issue. I contend that we are drinkers and not smokers, or the edibles. I don't think people understand. I don't think people even understand peaking. We're not like California here. And a lot of my friends argue with me. They're like, oh, people are already getting high. I'm like, I get that, but everyone's going to see it in lollipops and gummy bears and chocolate and not know what that means.
Well, are you saying you think they're going to overindulge, or are you saying
that they're not even going to know how to indulge at all? Because like when you
learn, yes, you are. And I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I've been to the legal areas.
Okay.
And here's the craziness of the legal areas that people have not wrapped their head around. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm still in the ages in my head where I have to go to a bad neighborhood or a guy I know.
Sure.
And not tell anyone because I feel like I'm committing the darkest crime. You go in, and it's no different than walking into an alcohol store or a wine store. You walk in,
okay,
and they go, hi, how are you today? What are you thinking of? Are you thinking about smoking, eating, oils? Is this for your knees, your joints? Is it for your head? Is this for your body? Is it for you to sleep? Are you creative? What exactly? Are you a painter? Are you just someone that wants to mellow out? Tell us exactly what you're looking for. I don't know. You have edible? Oh, we have mints. We have cookies. We have cake. We have cupcake. Now, here's what you do. Everything is in 10 milligrams. What does that mean? Well, basically, it's like taking, we'll say, one hit. You take your one hit, and that's your 10 milligrams. I highly suggest you don't go past the 10 milligrams. It'll take an hour for you to hit. After an hour and a half, 2 hours, you feel it's not good enough, then maybe try another 5 milligrams. So they tell you, listen, don't be eating this whole chocolate bar.
Okay.
It's all individually wrapped. Everything's individually wrapped and all that jazz, it's all explained to you before you leave. Just like, you know, a bottle of wine. Don't drink the whole bottle of wine. Have a glass or two.
A bottle of wine hits me differently than a gummy bear. Here's what I need, Jim. I think I need you to do the training video for Illinois. If we could do that, I might be a little more comfortable.
Yeah, well, I can do that for you. Yeah. The gummy bears you have eaten have come from people you don't know.
Right, that's
and
true.
And it's not regulated.
I was guided.
Here you can go, this ain't no damn 10 milligrams. I don't know. All I know is I was on the farm. I was squawking like a cockatoo. And that is not what 10 milligrams do. And my pants have been off for 2 hours. That is not 10 milligrams. You gave me some other type of gummy bear stuff. That's not what I paid for, and I'm going to expose you. You can't do that to your dealer up the street.
No. No, they don't care. Yes, you're right. You can go back you can go down the stairs, down the street to your local friendly store. It is very bright and shiny. I was told, by the way, the person that did give me a gummy bear asked if I imbibe regularly, and I said no, hardly ever, and they said that just the feet for you was what I got.
Yeah, just lick it. Just lick. Don't even eat. Just lick it. And wait 20 minutes.
Yeah, wait.
Take it from there.
Wait a bit. Well,
I was in Colorado, and they said, listen, sir, I'm telling you, people come to our state, and they don't know what they're doing. I'm going to explain this to you again, because here's what happens. The business people come. They have a convention. They eat the whole damn chocolate bar, where I clearly said, do not eat more than 10 milligrams. And then they're gone for 5 weeks, and their wives are looking for them, and their bosses, and they mixed everything, and they're up in the mountains, naked with the mountain lions.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh.
This is my concern. I don't need naked people running down the Kennedy, Jim. That's all I'm saying.
No.
No.
With a mountain lion behind you. Hey, I found a new pet. I love gummy bears.
See, I'm a little bit concerned for my fellow Illinoisans. That's all I'm saying. But we're ready for
maybe
it.
Maybe it'll chill them out.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of violence there?
I mean, it depends on what neighborhood you're in. Depends on it depends on what, you know, the headlines are obviously occupied by the worst. For the most part, there's no concern. Yes.
Always.
And Waukegan, you'll be absolutely fine. And I'll escort you from your car if you'd like. You know,
that's sweet. That'll make me feel safer.
He's with me. He's with me. Jim Brewer is going to be at the Genesee Theater on Friday, March 15th. With me. I'll be opening for him. You can buy tickets on his website, officialjimbrewer.com. We'll have to talk about the umlaut when I meet you in person, because I love that you use the umlaut. I think it's the German, you know, you got to make sure that it's pronounced correctly and used appropriately.
That's right.
That's right.
Bawa.
Jim Brewer.
Bawa.
I have to see. Am I saying your name wrong? Then how do you say it?
No, you say Brewer.
Brewer.
Like, over there, they're like they're very. You are not Brewer. You are Brawer.
Right.
Okay. Well, where I'm from, I'm Brewer. Brawer. Okay.
Well, when we see you in Waukegan, we'll try to figure it all out. I'll see if there's any Germans that come with that correct us both.
Sounds good. I had a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to meet you.
Thank you.
Work with you next week. We're going to have a great show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Be safe, be well, and I'll see you on Friday night.
Take care, hon.
Thanks. Go to officialjimbrewer.com. More after this on 720 WGN.